Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
January edition of the Healing Sounds Radio Show here on HealthyLife.net. You're with me, Jonathan Goldman, and we have a very, very special show today. As I said, it's January 9th, 2008. Hope you all had a really, really good new year. It is going to be a great 2008, and of that you can be sure. In a few minutes, we'll be bringing on our very special guest, Laraji Narananda. And I'm slurring, and I haven't had a thing to drink today, although it is a time for celebration. Because you know what? I just realized that today is actually the year anniversary of the Healing Sounds radio show. Yes, we began in January of 2007, and here it is now January of 2008. And as part of, well, I was just thinking, as part of a celebration, I thought we would offer all listeners something special. So working with my fabulous crew at my office, we basically are going to be giving anybody who wants, normally we'll be playing an excerpt from this in a little while, but Laraji and I did this wonderful recording called Celestial Reiki. It's just lovely, and it's just wonderful, and it normally sells for $15, $16, $17. I don't know how much, actually, because I usually don't handle that, but we're going to bring it down to $9.98 today only for those who are listening. So if you're on your computer and you want to go to the HealingSounds.com website, HealingSounds, that sounds with an S at the end, .com website, and then it says products and stuff like that, and go down there and you find Celestial Reiki by myself, Jonathan Goldman, and Laraji. You can get it today, and today only for $9.98 is sort of a celebration of the fact that this is the one-year anniversary, and for anybody listening in, they will know to do that. So I'm hoping some of you do, because it's a fabulous, fabulous album. We'll be talking more about that later. But right now, I always like to begin the show with a little bit of sound. And this, everything that we're going to be playing today features my dear friend and colleague, Laraji. And this particularly is one of them. This is from something, it's actually brand new, and it's called, the whole album is called De-Stress. And this particular cut is called Peaceful Journey, and it features not only Laraji and our dear friend Sarua, Sarah Benson, myself, and my wife Andy as well. So it's the four of us playing together on this particular recording. And this is one that you'll be able to find listed in the listening stations of Barnes and Noble. So that's De-Stress. But once again, go online and get Laraji and Light, here we go, and our, well, I used to be Light, now I'm just Goldman, and Celestial Reiki. Here's from De-Stress, Peaceful Journey.
all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call EarthChannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies Daily Oral Rinse and Toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net, the radio network that brings positive talk with positive change to make your world a little better.
January 9th, 2008 edition of the Healing Sounds Radio Show with my special guest, Laraji Narananda. Laraji is a teacher of laughter as energy medicine therapy, a cosmic musician who tours and records internationally to share his gift of bliss and healing sound. He's a composer, musicologist with some 30 years of experience. His many recordings in the area of consciousness, meditation, and self-realization. Considered a pioneer in the field of ambient music, Laraji's Celestial Zither has resonated on numerous recordings. His music includes Ambient 3, Days of Radiance, which was produced by Brian Eno, Divination, as well as Flow Goes the Universe. In addition, Laraji has co-created several albums with me, including Celestial Reiki. And you can experience him on the web by searching Laraji. You can Google him, or we'll have him tell you all about how to get in touch with him. But basically, bottom line is that Laraji has been a really good friend and musical colleague since the early 1980s. He's got a great sense of humor, true humility, and a wonderful talent. He's a unique and extraordinary being who generates light and love in his celestial sounds. And this is the very special one-year anniversary of the Healing Sounds Radio Show. So welcome, my dear friend, Laraji.
Hi, Jonathan.
How are you, my friend?
I'm great. I just called to hear all about myself. Now I've got to hang up.
Okay, well, this is good. And it's been nice talking to you now. And we'll, I do need to tell the audience that you were actually, you began as one of my very, very first teachers of, if you like, sound healing, music healing, etc. I remember up somewhere in, might have been Maine, I went to some sort of conference that featured you, and I got in the elevator with my bags, and there you were, and I just said hello, and we had a really nice resonance, and it's continued then. That was a long time ago, wasn't it? Do you remember that?
Yes, that was back in about 1982 or 83-ish.
Yes.
Prior to our doing our first recording together.
Yeah, we're dating ourselves now, aren't we? It's okay. So listen, the very first question that I always ask any guest that we have even though I may know the answer, or I may not, because sometimes as friends we never do find this out, is that there is usually an experience that somebody has that kind of turns them on to the path of sound and music as a healing modality. What was yours?
Well, I grew up in the Baptist church, and the gospel music and beautiful choir music all the way up through college always inspired me, brought my emotional, brought me to emotional peaks. But it was not until something like 1975 or 76 when I somehow attracted a direct hearing experience of cosmic music that literally cracked my heart open. I mean, I actually learned in that moment to feel love for the infinite, something that's abstract as the absolute.
Can you spend a moment just telling us about that one? Because I'd like to hear about that. What happened?
Well, it happened in time and space on one evening, just around the time that I usually go into deep meditation. It was during a time in my life when I had decided to practice meditation because I discovered the impact it had on my creativity, and I wanted to bring it more online. So I found my own relationship to the practice of meditation, which at that time was sitting in an easy chair at night, starting about 12 o'clock and going to 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Going deeper and deeper into relaxation states. And this one morning, before I had gone into that practice, I had taken a walk out near JFK Airport just for a walk, and I came into the house, and I was making eye contact with myself in the mirror, and just out of nowhere, this music just rushes through my total hearing faculty, and I'm aware that this music is not coming from a linear position. It's not coming from somewhere there and landing here. That it's vibrating everywhere as if I am an infinite field, aware of myself vibrating. And the emotional information in the music was the direct experience of eternity and the direct understanding that everything in the universe is vibrating at the same time. It's happening at the same time. That this is all a now event. I didn't know what to do with that experience at the time.
You could bottle it.
Yeah, I couldn't record it. I couldn't notate it. And I thought it would just pass and then, gee, that was very interesting.
Yeah.
And about a month or two later, I found myself being guided to start exploring something called the zither. And I didn't know why. Up to that time, I was playing electric piano and guitar.
Yeah.
But I started exploring the zither. I was in a pawn shop in New York, and this voice just came up and says, you know, don't pawn your guitar for money. Just swap it for another instrument. And the auto harp was visible. And so I took the auto harp home that evening, and I was guided into tuning my favorite open tunings from the guitar and the piano into the zither. And I started hanging out with just luscious chords on an extended time basis, and it turned out to be that I was responding to this hearing experience I had a month or so earlier.
Yeah.
And I was going into something I call vertical music, just hanging out without necessarily having a beginning or an ending, just hanging out in a harmonic resonant field. And that's what the beginning of, you go, was New Age music or alternative music, and started recording music from that experience.
I actually had, if you like, heard about you or become aware of you before I even met you, because one of my favorite, if you like, producers, artists at the time was a guy by the name of Brian Eno, and he was doing this ambient music, this very, very sparse, spacious music that really had a real transcendent quality, and I think the second album that he produced was something called Days of Radiance. Was it called Laraji? Days of Radiance, or something like that? Or
yes, Ambient Number 3.
Number 3, okay. And it was just luscious. What was it like going into, how did that happen?
Well, at that time, my electric zither auto harp music had developed to the point where I was playing on the sidewalks of New York and Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It turned out to be a source of income. It turned out to be also a wonderful way to experiment with the idea of performing music from meditative states and observing how the public responded. So it was a wonderful research period of my life. And one of the places I loved to play was Washington Square Park, New York.
Yeah.
In the Village. And one evening, I'm playing with my eyes closed, this meditative, vertical music experience with the zither. After playing, in my zither case was a note from Brian Eno that he was interested in a recording project. And up to that point, I had heard the name Fripp and Eno.
Right.
And I didn't know what it was. Someone had spoken to me a month earlier at that same place talking about Fripp and Eno, that I should hear their music. And I wasn't sure what they were asking. Was it an orchestra? Was it a group? And so a month later, there was this note in my box from Brian Eno. And so the next day, we arranged to meet at his place. He was living in the Village. And we just struck up a very friendly conversation, and he mentioned his projects, some of the projects he was working on, and he mentioned he was interested in including me in this ambient music project. And that, up to that point, I don't think I'd had heard the word ambient.
Mm.
And when he attempted to explain it to me, I felt like I wasn't getting it, but that I was willing to go into a studio and have him sort of point and click. And I got to the studio, and I did my thing, and he would point and click a few places, and I would adjust. And it turned out to be layers and zither, and rhythmic pieces and washes and kind of ambient oceanic pastoral pieces.
Yeah, just beautiful stuff. And Brian Eno has done so many people. I think he's probably most well-known for working with U2. I think so, yes?
Yes. He's U2 and
he's
David Bowie.
Yeah, I mean, but he's the guy responsible for the Joshua Tree and getting really getting U2 to get that special sound that they now have. But anyway, listen, because of various copyright things, we can't play from Days of Radiance or any of the other stuff, but we can play from our Healing Sounds spirit music stuff, so I thought we'd play just a little excerpt of you and I playing together with from something called Celestial Reiki. And this,
yep.
this is a thing that people can go online and they can get it discount today. So here, and then we'll take a little break.
sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
Water. In the hot summer sun, water is a natural thought, like relaxing at the beach with the waves lapping at your feet, or perhaps being with your significant other under a secluded, gently cascading waterfall. If you want a little more action, how about water skiing or boating on an icy, clear blue lake? With Expedia.com, everything you need for travel, flights, hotels, cruises, vacation packages, they have it all at a price you can afford. Go to HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Expedia.com.
Are you pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, coral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams. From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing. You're listening to CHSR, Real Radio, on the web.
Yes, friends, we're still listening. We're listening to this music, this lovely music. And this is actually Celestial Reiki, which is what Laraji and I, is the first recording we ever created together. And this, if you're interested, go on to healingsounds.com, our website, and just find Celestial Reiki. And we're offering today a special discount in honor of it being the one-year anniversary of this HealthyLife.net radio show, the Healing Sounds Show. So we figured that if you're listening, you'll know to go there and get it. And it's really cool. It's a really nice discount just to, you know, say thank you for listening. And now, back with our special guest.
Hey, Jonathan.
Who is it? It's Laraji.
It's Laraji.
And I guess you wanted to say hello to a friend who called, yes?
Yes, Lisa Wesson, she's an exponent of the healthy giggle, the healthy laughter, somewhere in New England, Boston, I think she's living.
Interesting.
And, hello, Lisa, I've received your lovely call, and I'm happy about your, she's moved into marriage, I understand. And,
wow.
Hello to your partner.
Is that next to Boston?
I hope her partner's next to her.
Okay. Listen, let's talk about humor. Let's talk about laughter, because every year, Laraji is part of our wonderful Healing Sounds Intensive, and he does a special morning presentation on laughter, and it is just always the best. Laraji, A, you told us how you got into music. How did you get into laughter as a healing modality?
Well, Jonathan, ever since I was a little bit of baby, I recognized the power of laughter to level the playing field when I grew up in a tough neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Humor was usually my my leveler. I could keep the big bully ones at bay with humor. But it was after doing stand-up comedy for many years and writing comedy and doing some comedy in films and television commercials, that I got my hands on a Rajneesh Osho meditation book that suggested something called the Morning Laughter Meditation.
Wow.
And it was about when you wake up in the morning, do a few stretches, keep your eyes closed, and dive into your laughter for 15 minutes, and try this for 7 days. And I experimented on myself, and I like where it went. You know, the idea of lying down and laughing, I discovered how much more of my body was available for the laughing experience. It was also interesting to listen to the neighbors pounding on the wall. But what it did in the long run is helped me to appreciate listening to laughter in public places. It helped me to open up to being present with other people's laughter without trying to stifle laughter. And it also developed into a workshop of itself, which over the years has developed with adding more and more information about how to use laughter to vibrate your pituitary organ in your head, how to consciously use laughter to impact your immune system, stimulate your heart, open up your abdomen, open up your breathing, and also we'll work with something called a therapeutic smile in the course of this workshop. That is to actually enhance the immune system, to reduce stress, here we again, de-stressing.
Right.
And put a warm edge on your life, and to open up your day with a radiance of warmth and openness.
You know, I can't really think of too much that's better than a really good laugh. Every once in a while, I'll have those laughs where the tears are flowing down and, you know, on the floor. And it's the most therapeutic thing.
I agree it is. And I've always appreciated laughter, watching the human physique come apart under the force of laughter.
So we could just start, you know, you and I laughing, and then get our the people who are listening to laugh, and we would actually have a sort of a universal cosmic. It would almost be, you know, laughter on another level. But real quick, I know that in certain places like Japan, etc., and India, these laughter workshops are very, very well received, and you've been obviously doing them in New York and other places too, so it's beginning to catch on here. Yes?
Yes, and there's different laughter personalities around the world. Japan was most reserved, but appreciative. but I find in general, women tend to get into it much sooner and really go for it. But everyone laughs. Everyone has their laughter. We're often at the effect of a cause, so we're laughing spontaneously and the episode runs its course. And in my workshop, I try to get into supplemental laughter, trying to get the yummy part of laughter that we don't usually give time for. That's like taking a deep breath and releasing fully, or letting the sounds of our voice vibrate our head so that our pituitary organ gets stimulated, or to be sure that our laughter is vibrating the heart area so that our heart gets worked out, or that our abdominal organs are getting a good massage out of it. But hopefully my vision is that it'll become commonplace to dive deep into laughter as a total absorption, as a total stimulation, as a total healing modality, as you call it.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to give away too many of your secrets, but I know that, you know, that one of the things that you found is that even if you're not feeling kind of funny and you just sort of mimic the experience of doing laughter, that you begin to get a therapeutic, powerful effect.
Very true. With smiling and with laughter, they say you can fake it till you make it. But I'd say you can stage your laughter, and within you, something rises to meet your intention. It's just like practicing an instrument. You don't feel like practicing the instrument, but you dive into it. And within a half an hour, suddenly you're warmed up and you're clicking and you're in the flow.
Mm.
But laughter benefit with your intention. There's your word again. The intention and focus, you get benefit from laughing even though you feel you're not sincere about it. Your body gets the benefit of it. Your energy system gets the benefit of it.
You know, interesting, and of course, I mean, there is data and research now. I mean, I think the guy's name was Norman Cousins. Is that the fellow's name who did that?
Yes, Norman Cousins. He was one of the champions of research into conscious laughter, the intentional use of laughter. He reversed a cancer diagnosis for his body.
Yes. Now, have you ever done a laughter CD?
I've not done a laughter CD. I've been asked about it. I've asked for it. And I feel that the way it's going to happen is that I'm just going to pull people together into a studio and get into marathon laughter and then edit out the highlights.
Well, I mean, because you'd think that something like that might almost be indeed contagious, and that if people put it on and listen to it, they might indeed entrain and begin to, like, get into the laughter, even if they were not feeling very, very funny that day, you know?
You have a very good and powerful idea. You just reminded me of the infectious, contagious quality of laughter.
Yeah.
Would be a nice instrument to be able to share with people. Thank you, Jonathan.
Well, you know, it's so wonderful and powerful, you know, when, you know, talking with you, I just remember those times. I think I have probably my greatest laughter has occurred either with my wife, Andy, or with our son, Joshua, and just, you know, and when that happens, there's almost nothing on the planet that I can think of as an experiential thing that beats just really that deep, 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 extraordinary soul-felt laughter.
Yes. That you're saying that if anyone questions the value of faked or forced laughter, I'd say that the value is that it takes the edge off, it takes the resistance off to more natural, spontaneous laughter. So we can dive deeper and fuller and sooner into laughter situations when they do arise.
You know, and here's a quick question. We're going to be taking a break in a minute, and since we started with some music, which is from Celestial Reiki, I'll pass on going on the music and just ask you a real quick question. Is a ha funnier than a ho, or a who, or a he? Is there a sound that is the funniest sound?
I haven't noticed that. I just listen to the body express itself, and... whatever wants to come, and it comes. Is a he or a ha?
You know, I got more questions because I can sense a break coming on. But the question that is going to be is that we can think about during the break is: are there certain people who are ha people versus ho people versus he people? In other words, you know, do some people go ho 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 naturally, and other people go ha 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 ha? I think on that note, it's probably time for, you know, I'm psychic. Are we ready for our break? There we go.
Hey, I'll give it some thought.
The Healing Sounds Intensive. A unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
Gingivitis, gum disease, words you don't want in your mouth. But according to the American Dental Association, 3 out of every 4 adults will develop gum disease. Now there's an all-natural way to fight back. Introducing the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies. Developed by a dentist and clinically tested by a leading university, the Natural Dentist Herbal Gum Therapies daily oral rinse and toothpaste was proven to kill the germs that cause gum disease better than the leading brands. Regular use was proven to reduce gingivitis and bleeding gums. The Natural Dentist contains herbs like echinacea and aloe vera and has no alcohol or sugar or harsh chemicals. The Natural Dentist is guaranteed to work or your money back. You can find the Natural Dentist at most drug and health stores, including Trader Joe's, Save-On, Walgreens, and Long's Drug Stores, as well as most health stores, including Whole Foods Markets and Wild Oats. Call 800-615-6895 or visit www.thenaturaldentist.com for more info.
Experience a new level of tranquility with Ultimate Om by Jonathan Goldman. Voted one of the top 20 must-have New Age music albums, this amazing CD will create an atmosphere of calmness and balance like you've never experienced. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Ultimate Om for deep inner peace. From sound healing pioneer Jonathan Goldman comes the international bestseller, Healing Sounds. Learn how you can use sound and music for healing and self-transformation. The book is easy to understand with many helpful exercises that you can use yourself. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reading Healing Sounds will change your life.
You're listening to HealthyLife.net. Millions of listeners know the secret. Now you do too. Positive talk 24 hours a day, every day.
Hello, my friends.
Hello, Jonathan.
Here with Laraji, my special guest of laughter and humor on the Healing Sound Show, and it's January 2008. It is the one-year anniversary, and last time I'm mentioning, if you want the fabulous discount on the just today only, just for the show, on the Celestial Reiki recording that Laraji and I did, just go to our website, www.healingsounds.com. So before, and just go and find Celestial Reiki, and you'll see that the special, amazingly low price, and go, ah, and then don't tell anybody. Okay, now, so before we went to our break, I was speaking with Laraji, and I was asking him if there were certain people who were ha people versus ho people versus he people, because people may laugh differently, and he is a laughter expert, as well as being a brilliant, internationally recognized, if you like, ambient music player, musician, recording artist, and just a regular extraordinary being. But Laraji, sorry, back to you. Please tell me, different types of people, different types of laughter, yes or no?
There are, and I haven't categorized them because I've been so busy enjoying them. There, you have those who will laugh under the breath. They're conservative laughters. And the conservative body laughers. Those are the ones I try to get them to get their body more into the laughing experience, to let go and let the laugh flow. And it's not always easy, depending on how you grew up and the culture that you are living in. Your ho-ho-ho laughers are, I think, mostly robust people, people in robust bodies, and I hear more of it from the people who are in the laughter clubs of America because they use that ho-ho.
And now, are they dressed in red outfits and
yes,
white beards?
Yes, the Santa Claus people.
Yes.
And then the he-he-he, that's usually upper chest and head area, and shoulders are hunched. And I did have an uncle who would go into the he-he-ville. And the face, it's a total personality, a laughter. And I have a grandfather who went into his higher registers. And that kind of laughter, well, I experienced my grandfather in the open country fields of Southern Virginia. So hearing that laughter against the backdrop of an open rural South, it still rings in my memory. And you living in the urban areas, perhaps laughter tends to be kind of subdued and contained. But in the context of a social group, a family gathering, where laughter just releases. And one thing about laughter is that you let go of your armor. You're open and you're vulnerable. So your teeth are exposed, and teeth are one of the things that an issue of our vulnerability involved with laughter. To really open up is to expose your teeth and your mouth, and you're no longer trying to look cool or appropriate. The laughter takes over. And that's where the yumminess really slips in, the relaxation, the de-stress, the vacation inside your laughter.
Yes, yes. Now, I know that we have to be careful with you if we're eating food during these times, because there's nothing worse than a messy laugher. And that oftentimes happens when you begin to bring your humor to a food table, so I have to be cautious about you when I'm, shoveling food into my mouth. But other than that, it's great. No, it's just,
That could be messy, but it could be one of the highlights. It's such a compliment to have somebody spit food all over the cafeteria because of something funny you said.
Right. It's like, And then I suppose there is the danger that if they're laughing and they've got a mouthful of food, they could inadvertently, rather than expel the food, have it go down. So I guess one would have to be cautious there.
Yes. Well, actually, at the laughter workshops, I advise that we don't really get into laughter until after a half an hour after your last meal. Yeah. Also, I advise that if you're with child, that you kind of contain your laughter, or if you've had a hernia procedure later.
You know, I bet you, really, you know? I mean, you know, I'm on a level. This is interesting. And I'm also not only perceiving of the laughter CD, but by gosh and by golly, an article or something like that about laughter. Listen, a lot of people don't know that you are one of the most spiritual, mystical beings on the planet. And I just have to right now play a little excerpt of your chanting one of the most sacred mantras in existence, the Gayatri Mantra, from a recording that I did a while ago called The Lost Chord. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get this all together. And
yeah, the Gayatri Mantra.
Gayatri, yes, indeed. And here we go.
Pregnant or have small children? Or do you just want to reduce stress? Dolphin Dreams has the sounds of ocean, heartbeats, choral voices, and dolphins. Vogue magazine said of this very special CD, reduce stress without Valium. Try it for yourself, your friends, or your children. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764 for Dolphin Dreams. From an ancient sound tradition comes Reiki Chants, the award-winning new CD from Jonathan Goldman, encoded with the energy of the Reiki symbols. For meditation, for relaxation, and for healing, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. Reiki Chants, as beautiful as it is healing.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now, it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Music, information, and friends. HealthyLife.net.
All right, here you are, my friends, with me, Jonathan Goldman, and my dear friend, Laraji Narananda, January 9th, 2008, here at HealthyLife.net. And we've been talking about various things. Last thing we heard was Laraji chanting the Gayatri or How do you pronounce it?
Gayatri Mantra.
Gayatri Mantra. I guess it depends upon what part of India is your pronunciation of that, which is said to be one of the most holy mantras in existence, and that's from a recording that Laraji's on, as well as a whole bunch of other people, called The Lost Chord, which is a wonderful recording. But Laraji, all right,
yes.
So you're a great musician. You're a great facilitator of laughter and humor workshops. I'm listening to this show. How do I get in touch with you? Number one.
Two ways. One, my email is Laraji, LARAAJI, at yahoo.com. That would be a simple way of just approaching me. And the second is a website which I use is Laraji, once again, LARAAJI, blogspot.com/. That's my website. Also, contact information is there. If you need a phone number.
Scary to give out over the air, but I bet you are listening for this.
That can be gotten from my website.
Oh, let me give it out.
Okay.
212-281-0053, because only the pure of heart will be listening on this, the anniversary
okay.
of the Healing Sounds of Radio show. And are you teaching workshops in New York?
Yes, I am. I do them periodically at different yoga centers here in New York City, and that's usually mentioned in my website. Usually several times a month, I'm presenting a laughter workshop, one just this past Saturday, two this coming weekend up in upstate New York City,
Mm-hmm.
And all this information I can pass on to anyone who's interested, but
yeah.
It's come to the point where I'm doing about 4 or 5 per month.
Wow.
Large ones. And, of
yeah.
course, I'm always laughing spontaneously with friends. And so I've liberated the workshop from being just formal, but it can happen spontaneously if I'm in with someone. And I can actually use my laughter facilitational skills to help individuals one-on-one in spontaneous situations.
And what about music? Because you, my friend, are one of the most stellar celestial musicians that I know of, particularly with your work with the zither. Are you doing any are you continuing to do concerts?
Still continuing to do concerts. Did quite a few over the winter holiday, especially
mm-hmm.
with Ananda Ashram, where I get to do more of the meditative flowing music. Also playing at a Caravan of Dreams, which is a natural food restaurant in the East Village of New York City. That's about anywhere from 3 to 4 times a month. That's also listed in the website. That's usually piano or zither with an accompanist, a flute accompanist.
And do you still, I haven't been to New York in a while. I'm going to just actually step out of line and just say that at times I've seen Laraji spread out on his blanket on a street corner playing his zither, and I was consciously aware that he was using these sounds to actually change the vibrational rate of New York City and bring it to a higher level of consciousness. That, of course, is only my own awareness of your work, but when you play music, it's just outrageous. You do all this multi-tracking stuff live with your zither and your incredible voice and bells and bowls. And do you still play out on the street at all? Or is that the normal
happening?
I
haven't done that in a while. I've been invited to participate with other artists who get gigs in summer festivals playing
mm-hmm.
an open stage. I haven't really spread a blanket out on the sidewalk to New York and played like I did in the 70s and 80s. Although on warm days it calls for me to do it, and I just might be doing some more of it this coming spring and summer because it feels so good.
Do they still have that in New York? Is it still legal to do that?
This is an attempt to kind of organize it, but there's still the maverick kind of artists who will go out and perform wherever they want to, whenever they want to, and actually add a charm to the New York experience.
Right. We didn't know each other when I also was a New York street musician, you know, playing with people in Washington Square Park. That would have been fine.
I didn't realize that. You did that.
Yes, I did, for sure. And I was actually Yeah, I actually had a sort of little pickup band that would go around and do that stuff, and more experiences we can share off the air, but as we are just beginning to wrap up this show, what advice do you have for people in terms of, you seem to lead a really, really just wonderfully pure, fun, holy life in 2 minutes. And I'm while we're listening to that, I'm going to play very, very gently something from Celestial Reiki 2. But in 2 minutes, can you say something about that?
I would say very fast, it's self-image. And that you can work on your self-image in many ways. And I think I've been exposed to an image of myself as being infinite, eternal, and transparent through meditation. And that, from the inside out, has done a lot of work on me, from the inside out. So going in and refining who am I, asking the question, who am I, and refining your self-image. Who do you think you are? Just who do you think you are? And when you get a hit that you are infinite, eternal, and absolute, then what comes out of you, out of your expression, the way you lead your life, the decisions you make, reflect that. So I said, before trying to change your life, go in and get a clear sense of who you really are. And if you use quiet time or meditation or just hang out with people who are clear and feel their resonance. But the idea is get very clear, clear as you can as to who you are.
Beautiful. I want to thank you, Laraji, for having been my guest today. I will see you in person at the Healing Sounds Intensive, where
yes.
We always have a great time playing and laughing and just being in fields of light and love through sound. And we'll listen to this little excerpt from Celestial Reiki 2 until we go into commercial break, and then I'll be back for another 1 minute wrap up. Thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you, Jonathan,
again,
and our mysterious host.
Thanks.
Try the Tantra of Sound Harmonizer by Andy and Jonathan Goldman for a new sound experience. This is the first CD that will simultaneously balance your brain waves and your chakras, enhancing health and harmony within and without. Go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Harmonizer will harmonize you. The Healing Sounds Intensive, a unique, once-a-year, 9-day training with Jonathan Goldman in Loveland, Colorado. Learn how to use sound for healing and experience new dimensions of consciousness. For more information, go to www.healingsounds.com or call 800-246-9764. The Healing Sounds Intensive. Your life will never be the same.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
thank you, my friends, for spending this, the one-year anniversary parting show of the Healing Sounds radio show with me, Jonathan Goldman, my special guest, Laraji Narananda. Next month, February 13th, well, my guest will be, if she's listening, this can be a surprise to her, my wife, Andy, because we're going to be basically talking about World Sound Healing Day that's going to be happening the next day. We're going to be discussing global harmonization, that is using light and love through sound to change the frequencies on the planet. And we're going to be talking about the establishment of a brand new website called the Temple of Sacred Sound, where we're going to be able to tone online together throughout the world, and it'll be up in time for World Sound Healing Day. So tune in next month for what will be a really interesting, fun, and wonderful time. Many blessings for you. Thanks for everyone who's listening, and just remember, with our love, our light, and our sound, we can change the planet. Many blessings to you from